Water issues are turning radioactive in Colorado. The Northern Colorado Water Conservancy District and 15 participants want to build more water storage on the Front Range, called the Northern Integrated Supply Project, or NISP. According to February 13th article in the Fort Morgan Times, Cower Brower, Northern Water's project manager for NISP, says if the Army Corps of Engineers denies a permit for Glade, their second option for water storage is the 180,000-acre-foot Cactus Hill Reservoir between the towns of Nunn and Wellington, Colorado. According to Brower, the Cactus Hill project could be done without a permit from the Army Corps of Engineers. If Cactus Hill is built, it will sit near the Centennial Uranium Mine site. Plans are in the works for in-situ leaching and open-pit uranium mining. Environmental groups worry the uranium could pollute and flow into the proposed Cactus Hill Reservoir. Gary Walkner of Save the Poudre Coalition says the health and safety risk with this proposal is outrageous, and we believe local citizens will disagree with Northern Water's plans. Save the Poudre has been working with Coloradans Against Resource Destruction, or CARD, a group opposing the Centennial Uranium Mine site. In early 2008, I spoke to Chandler Peter, Army Corps of Engineers project manager for NISP, about a cumulative effects on the environment if Northern Water's proposed Cactus Hill Reservoir mingles with Centennial Uranium Mine. Peter said the Corps might have to study their interactions.
One of the things that is taken into consideration under doing these kinds of analyses is cumulative effects. And that mine actually, or the proposal for that mine, was not identified when we first started scoping and started doing the CIS, but it has since popped up on the horizon as being a potential action that's occurring. So we're going to have to be cognizant of what the implications are of that thing opening up relative to this project, if there is going to be some interaction between the mine and the reservoir proposal. But yeah, still at the local level and at the state level, there's still going to be some additional issues. From a core perspective, we may not have any involvement with that proposed uranium mine, I don't know. But obviously, because of other federal involvement, there's probably going to be another federal agency that's in charge of doing that analysis, and we might have to be a participant, kind of like the way Larimer County has been on REIS for NISP.
So actually, the uranium mine may have an impact to the reservoir process, and are you saying that you still may have to go back and revisit that issue?
That could one of the things under what's known as the cumulative effects analysis, I have to be able to look at proposed activities that are occurring within the permit area, within our scope of analysis, and determine if they are reasonably foreseeable. And I don't know enough about the uranium mine to be able to say emphatically that I know that it's concrete enough for me to do an evaluation on it, to say that, yeah, there's definitely an interplay between this project and that. It may be that it's so far out that we would look and say it's not reasonably foreseeable. I cannot even get an estimate of what the potential effects might be from that kind of an activity. Therefore, if I try to incorporate that into my analysis, I'm going to be very speculative. And one of the things about the NEPA process is that we're to avoid being speculative as to what's going to happen. So, again, we're not done with the EIS process, and if that uranium mine is proceeding on a path that results in it becoming a more concrete proposal, then, yeah, the potential interaction relative to effects to a variety of resources, both human and natural environment resources, we may have to go back and take a look at.
And if people have concerns, that would be part of their comment.
Absolutely. When they take a look at the draft EIS for NISP, they may look and say, you haven't even mentioned anything about this uranium mine. We think you ought to do A, B, C, D, E, F, and G and do more analysis. And then we're going to have to go back and take a look and do a little digging and find out where that mine proposal is at. It may be that they've just, you know, put a box on the landscape and saying, hey, we're thinking about mining here, but other than that, they may not have any permits in process. They may not know exactly, you know, how much material they're going to be digging, what the surface area is they're going to be affecting. And so it's very difficult for us to draw any kind of conclusions or judgment about the implications or the impacts associated with that kind of an action in relation to the water supply project that we're evaluating.
That was an early 2008 interview I had with Chandler Peter from the Army Corps of Engineers project manager for NISP. Peter was talking about how the Corps might have to evaluate impacts from the uranium mine that sits near Northern Water's proposed Cactus Hill Reservoir. For KRFC, I'm Bob Beck.